President Barack Obama releasing his fiscal year 2012 budget yesterday, calling for a freeze on annual domestic spending over the next 5 years. But in the case of agriculture, it's all about cutting programs. According to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, we're cutting programs not because we want to, but because we have to. He indicates there has to be a balance between deficit cutting and spending to grow the economy. The president's $24 billion USDA budget would still cut $4 billion in discretionary and $7 billion in total spending after cutting $4 billion last year in crop insurance.
Additional changes in the catastrophic policies in terms of the premium assistance will net additional savings as a result. We've taken a look at some of the operating loans that we provide our farmers and decided to eliminate the guaranteed operating along with interest assistance program.
And Secretary Vilsack says the administration once again proposing tighter payment limits that went nowhere in Congress the last couple of years.
We again propose the direct payment reforms that have been proposed in previous budgets, reducing the adjusted gross income requirements and eligibility requirements, as well as capping the overall payments at $30,000.
And Secretary Vilsack adds that it's really about making sure the safety net, he says, does what it needs to do. But Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Pat Roberts of Kansas sent a quick response to the president's proposed budget on direct payments. Roberts, who crafted the original direct payment program back in the 96 Farm Bill, Freedom to Farm, effectively stated that Congress, not the administration, will determine who receives direct payments. He says the administration's once again dusted off old proposals aimed at pitting farmers against farmers. Thankfully, he adds, Congress has consistently rejected these efforts in the past. Rather than leading an honest discussion regarding the underlying drivers behind the national debt, the administration instead chose to cut our producers' safety net. Agriculture is ready for an open discussion about the federal budget and willing to contribute its fair share to achieve a fiscally responsible outcome. However, in doing so, Congress should not put more than that fair share on the backs of farmers and ranchers. I appreciate the administration's perspective, but Congress will take over from here on setting our national budget priorities. So says Pat Roberts, the senator from the state of Kansas, who of course was chair of the House Ag Committee back in 96 when Freedom to Farm was drafted.